is June 25th, and my name is Avi.
And my name is Moore Peretz.
Welcome. Happy Monday to everyone. Start off to a brand new week. Lots to talk about. A lot of news, I would say, but also a lot of speculation, ?
Yeah, I agree. There's a mix of both. Well, it was definitely a more eventful week than last week, for sure. But a lot of the news is, like you said, speculation on a lot of people's parts.
Well, we're going to jump right into it because I have a lot of things to say on this whole Brad Coinbase thing, the Modern Investors YouTube video, Alex Cobb's live stream. There's some really interesting tweets. So, Moore, why don't you hit us up with the current price moves? Current price movement, excuse me.
No worries. So as of June 24th, 8:48 p.m. Pacific time, the current price point is at 47 cents, which is down 0.49% from, I think, earlier today. It's definitely been a steep decline since last week. I believe yesterday during the evening time, it went all the way down to 44 cents.
It did.
Yeah, so it seems like the whole market has been down. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, again, I just don't think the price is indicative of what it really should be at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get into this news of the day, of the week. And I think we're going to come to a conclusion that there's definitely some huge price manipulation going around in a crypto community, specifically with Bitcoin, of course, since it's at the top. And there's also that Coinbase stuff that everyone's talking about, which I think is kind of this article. So why don't we just kind of jump into this?
Sure. So this week, Brad Garlinghouse, and I quote, this is exactly what he said verbatim. In regards to the whole Coinbase XRP saga, he said, as we solve problems at scale for institutions, I think it's in Coinbase's interest to participate in that. However, I can't speak for what Coinbase decides to do or decides not to do. You know, I think Brad is trying to be a little bit more aggressive on his end and just be like, hey, Coinbase, what's the issue here? XRP is clearly not a security. And Coinbase has stated in the past as to why they did not post or did not have XRP as one of their currencies that you could go ahead and buy into. They said that they don't delve into currencies that are speculated to be a security of some sort, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And so I think this is a little bit of an aggressive move on Brad's part, which I really like. He's telling, like, hey, guys, well, like, enough's enough with the BS and just go ahead and put XRP on Coinbase.
So this is going to bring me to the Modern Investors YouTube video. I'm skipping around here, but bear with me for a second. So he was talking. So he looked at that article you were mentioning, and the Modern Investors video about XRP, Ripple, and Coinbase. He mentioned that there was something must have happened between Coinbase and Brad Garlinghouse, and that both of those two, like, you know, the CEO of Coinbase and Brad Garlinghouse, do not like each other. It is really unfriendly.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently what they were saying was Coinbase was going to add XRP only if Ripple, the company, gave them $100 million worth of XRP. And so I think Brad had said, like, or Ripple had said, like, no, that's not going to happen, right? Like, you know, that's just too much money. We're not going to do that. And so something in the past have had to happen in order for all this stuff is going, because it doesn't make any sense. XRP is clearly not a security.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, it follows the regulations and laws. It works with the government. It works with regulators to facilitate payment flows all over the world. So there's no way that Coinbase, like, does not know the XRP is still on the fence whether or not XRP is a security or not. And what the heck, they're adding Ethereum Classic before XRP. It just doesn't make sense. There's something going on that we don't know that might have happened or is currently happening that is influencing Coinbase's decision to not add XRP. And so I'll let you finish this, but I think there was another point that I want to bring up after you kind of finish.
Yeah, and to add more fuel to the fire, I mean, Coinbase announced that they're opening a new office in Japan, and we all know that Japan absolutely loves XRP. So yeah, there's clearly some sort of bad blood that we're not aware of. And to me, it's almost childish on Coinbase's part not to put XRP up. But who knows? It's clearly not, because this has been an aggressive back and forth between the two for years now. And it just really doesn't make sense as a bystander in this all. Clearly something's going on, and I'm hoping they could resolve it and that they could put XRP up on Coinbase soon.
Right. And so to further like, you know, kind of extend this point a little bit more. What was I going to say? Okay. To further extend the point real quick, Coinbase and Brad are, they go back and forth whether listing, or I'm sorry, Coinbase clearly doesn't want to, you know, list XRP, but they have major holdings in Bitcoin and in Ethereum. And they know that if they list XRP, because it's under a dollar and, you know, there's 100 billion coins, if they list XRP onto Coinbase, the price is going to spike to, who knows, $10, $15. And if it spikes over $8, it's number one. It's way past Bitcoin, right?
Right.
Because of the market cap. So now suddenly XRP will be the number one coin. And that will affect the bottom line of Coinbase, because they deal exclusively with the coins that they have on the exchange. And they have major holdings in Ethereum and Bitcoin. So, you know, I think also they don't want to see XRP on the top, right? They want to keep their investments to themselves so that they can make more money. But it's kind of a double-edged sword, because if they add XRP, they're just going to be making so much more money. So I don't understand.
I don't either. I mean, it's giving me a headache, to be honest with you. I really don't know what's going to happen with it. You know, a lot of people argue that the success of XRP, you know, it doesn't necessarily need Coinbase, but let's not kid ourselves. It will clearly help, you know, the liquidity and everything, you know, out of the XRP token.
One more thing I want to say about this, because this is really important. Mm-hmm. Can you please do me a favor and read the first, the quote that you had just read,
The first sentence? As we solve problems at scale for institution, I think it's in Coinbase's interest to participate in that.
Okay. So this was brilliant. I was watching this comes from Alex Cobb's live stream, which happened today, June 24th. So thank you, Alex Cobb. So I'm reiterating what he was talking about. So in order for Ripple to be successful, right, there needs to be market makers that hold XRP. And he kind of made this speculation between what Brad was saying and the success of XRP being sitting on exchanges, being used as market makers. So the exchanges would be used as source of liquidity for banks and institutions around the world. And he was saying that directly to Coinbase, saying like, hey, Coinbase, like, in order for us to be successful, you have the biggest number of users, right? And you have the biggest number, you're the biggest exchange in the world. You can source our liquidity for banks if you adopt XRP, and that will help payment flows all around the world. So not only will adding XRP, and this was, again, this is speculation, not only adding XRP will help the price, of course, but it will also help source liquidity for banks around the world, because it's such a huge exchange, and it will deal with hundreds of millions of XRP instead of, you know, hundreds of thousands. So yeah, that was what Alex Cobb kind of speculated today on the live stream.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, hopefully they sort of figure out their issues between one another. Like you said, it's sort of a double-edged sword for them. Yeah, they're not holding a stake when it comes to XRP, but if they put it on Coinbase, and they allow for people to go ahead and buy the token, then they're obviously getting a commission fee in terms of all the transactions that happen. And you know that they're going to have a lot more customers if that's the case. So we'll see. I mean, earlier this year, I always thought like, yeah, Coinbase will definitely add XRP. And I still think they eventually will, because they're probably going to have to, especially with this news. And I don't mean to undermine this, but like I stated a couple minutes ago, them opening up an office in Japan, that's a pretty big deal. We know that XRP is the most popular cryptocurrency out there, and Japan is a big market. So they're going to be losing on a lot of money if they don't put up XRP. But again, it's just a matter of time, so we'll see.
Yeah, I agree. I think there's also this kind of notion or this idea of the holy wars between crypto. Like, there's Bitcoin maximalists, there's Ethereum enthusiasts, there's all these types of people rooting for each of their coins. And, you know, I think what people don't understand is there's different use cases for everything. And so Coinbase deals exclusively with, you know, the Ethereum and Bitcoin, and they want that price to be stabilized, right? They want that price to go up so they can make more money. They have more fees, but if they don't have any holdings in XRP, they're not going to make that amount of money. So I think that's why they were asking Ripple for $100 million worth of XRP, because they know if they list it on Coinbase, the price is just going to skyrocket.
So if that's the case, is this public knowledge that they wanted 100 million XRP if they were going to post it?
I believe. Okay, so I don't know the source of that. I was just reading that on Twitter and on Alex Cobb's live stream today. I believe it came from a news article. I'm not sure which news article, but I should check on that.
Got it. Because the only reason I asked this, if the SEC goes ahead and declares that XRP is not a security, then Coinbase has no reasons not to. You know what I mean?
Right.
So then it's like, okay, if the SEC declares, then what's Coinbase's reasoning going to be after that?
Exactly. So I think they're really running out of excuses.
They really are. So.
Yeah. Okay, excuse me. So I'm just looking at this right now, okay? And this is from moderncensus.com. I haven't heard of this website, but I'm going to assume this is okay. But the title is Bloomberg. Ripple allegedly offered $100 million to Coinbase and Gemini to get listed on their exchange. This article came out April 6th, 2018. And so I don't know when that offering happened, but I guess Coinbase said no to $100 million worth of XRP.
They said no.
Yeah, well, clearly, because it's not on there, right?
Right.
And so I'm reading this article, I'm scanning through this, and it says, quote, the more people use XRP, the liquidity and accessibility it becomes. So Ripple is motivated to see its currency listed on as many exchanges as it can grow mindshare. But despite being no small fish in the crypto pond, Ripple still can't get love from more exchanges. And $100 million apparently wasn't enough to get XRP listed. So that's insane. I mean, $100 million is a lot of money. And if they're rejecting that, then that means there's something deeper to all of this going on, right? Because that doesn't make sense.
I'm thinking to myself, do you think another reasoning might be because people have stated that XRP is sort of like the centralized coin, that it goes against their values, so to speak? I highly doubt that's the reason.
Yeah.
But do you think that may be something?
I mean, maybe. I think what Coinbase is looking at it more from a business perspective,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, because they're listing Ethereum Classic, right? They have a ton of Ethereum, and when Ethereum forks, you know, they get all the coins that generated from the fork. So why, like, okay, if I had Ethereum and then it, you know, 100,000 Ethereum and then it all forked and I was running an exchange, you better believe I'm going to add that forked coin on there.
Right. That makes sense to me.
So, you know, that's where we're at, you know, and I think you're right, Moore. I think it's inevitable. I think they have to list XRP because it's getting too big, and and Brad is putting pressure on them, it seems like.
Yeah, and if they're a growing database exchange and they're not going to post XRP, no one's going to go ahead and use them anymore. You know, there was like a hashtag movement, like delete Coinbase. Like all the XRP users, like, what the, we don't want to, you know, we don't want to deal with you guys. I mean, you're seeing Uphold, you're seeing all these other exchanges putting it up there. Like, why do we deal and use with Coinbase? It's a much more complicated issue in terms of, you know, transferring it over to other exchanges, yada, yada, yada. So I think it is inevitable, but it's going to be really, really interesting once the SEC does declare that XRP is not a security. What's their reason going to be? But again, we're just going to have to wait and see.
Right. And you know what? I think that's super interesting. I think you kind of hit the nail on the head, because I'm pretty confident the SEC, if Ethereum is not a security, I mean, XRP has to completely not be a security at all.
For sure. And we could even quote Brad. I mean, there's another quote in this article. And by the way, this article is on Bitcoinist.com. So Brad, and I quote, "I think it's really clear that XRP is not a security. I don't think that our ownership of XRP gives us control. Saudi Arabia owns a lot of oil. That doesn't give them control of oil," which is a fair point. Exactly. I mean, it's a great point.
Right. Well, of course, right. Like, it doesn't give them control over, like, oil, the commodity, right? But they can move markets with that, right? They can change the price. They can, right? But they don't have complete control of oil in the world, right?
Exactly. Yeah. If Saudi Arabia, for some odd reason, you know, just, like, you know, well, I don't know. I don't know what I was going to say. But anyways, it's just saying, like, look, XRP is clearly not security. Yes, you know, Ripple uses XRP, but their ownership of XRP doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, the success of XRP will come with the success of the company. They're clearly independent from one another.
Right, right, so. Of course. Again, like it was stated a bunch, XRP was gifted to Ripple way after, you know, way after Ripple was, the company was created. So I'm saying way before XRP was created, way before the Ripple, before the company was created.
Right.
So, you know, I just think, yeah, I think it's just a matter of time, and it's going to be really interesting to see what happens the next couple months, because we're going to see Ethereum Classic come up onto Coinbase. And, you know, I personally don't know if we're going to see XRP on Coinbase before the end of the year is out. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. I just want that SEC ruling to come out and say, you know, XRP is not a security, and I want to see the response from Coinbase.
Same. I'm right there with you.
Moving on into other news, this is absolutely incredible. This is from CryptoRecorder.com. And the title is Ripple XRP is 81% cheaper than your bank as BBVA Bank, which is a bank, comes on board. So this is really, really incredible. I'm quoting here right now. That's not the quote I wanted. Excuse me. Ripple, I'm quoting here, quote, "Ripple costs 81% less than the correspondent banking network used for decades to send global payments. However, with Ripple, companies can track their payments. So they are saving this bank 81% in cross-border payment transactions, which is absolutely ridiculous. It wasn't 40, it wasn't 50, it wasn't 60, it was 81%. More, I mean, how much clearer can we possibly make this?
This is as crystal clear as you could get. But I think an important important part of this quote that I don't want to overlook is that Ripple allows companies to track the payments, which current banking systems as they are now, I don't think there is a clear-cut means of how you track those funds, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And I think David Schwartz said that in an interview where he was like, you press confirm, and then you're not sure if it gets to the other side. In 2 or 3 days, you'll know.
Which is insane. It's insane to me. But this is great news. This is, you know, there's a lot of people out there who are worried about the XRP token and Ripple. And this is as clear as it gets that these banks and these institutions need to use XRapid. You know, people are worried that it's only XCurrent, but if they're using XRapid and they're converting these funds to XRP, it's 81% less. This is so cheap. And what was it? It was 70% less in terms of the time it gets to move from bank to bank. It's just the writing is clearly on the wall. And reading articles like this, it's just so exciting to see where the future of XRP and Ripple, like what it truly holds.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at manipulation of the marketplace right now, but you know what happens when the big banks and the institutions start buying up XRP? What happens when market makers and other companies that want to get involved that have literally trillions of dollars want to buy XRP? I mean, you can kiss all of that manipulation completely gone, because the volume that big banks and financial institutions are going to bring to the marketplace is going to be absolutely mind-boggling. It's going to be trillions of dollars are going to flow through the system, and that's going to be very hard to manipulate.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, man, I'm just excited for the future, man. Another thing that, I mean, is not part of this article, but Brad stated this this week, that he believes by the end of this year, at least one bank will be fully using XRapid and enabling it. And, I mean, he didn't state names, but he's 100% confident that at least one bank by the end of this year will be using it.
That was on that interview. I remember that guy asked him, how many people are going to, you know, can you say definitively that XRP or XRapid will be used? And he was like, 100% yes.
Well, yeah. Well, the exciting thing is by the end of this year, meaning in the next couple of months, at least one bank will be using it. And he had stated next year, dozens. Or he's hoping by the end of 2019, dozens. That's plural. dozens of banks will be using it. So, man, this is exciting. This is exciting.
Yeah, it's so freaking exciting. So exciting. And, just hold, guys. Just hold.
Yeah, and I think once that bank fully utilizes XRapid, that's when I think the liquidity will get higher. That's when I think the XRP, the price is going to go all the way up. And that's when all these XRP holders will be extremely happy. And granted, I don't know. I still am predicting that we're going to get to the $8 to $10 range by the end of the year. But who knows? It could be a little bit higher. But I truly believe that with all the news that we're hearing this year especially, it's all a buildup to the next year. I think 2019 will be a big, big year. 2018, I think we're still educating people about Ripple. I think we're still educating people about XRP. But by the time these banks and institutions start using XRapid, which I think they'll fully utilize by the end of 2019, just like Brad said, that's when we will all be extremely happy.
Yeah, and everyone is targeting that 2020, 2021 year because you're right. You know, it just takes time. It takes time to get people involved. It takes time for people to get educated on the topics. And I'm 100% agreeing with you. I think we're going to see a really big mass adoption for a lot of banks in the next coming years. Absolutely.
Yeah, Rome wasn't built in one day. So.
No, it wasn't. Yeah. But my bathroom was.
Oh, was it? Oh, all right. Not bad. Nice.
Cool. I want to jump into the tweet of the weeks. And in addition to the tweet of the weeks, because they're both from C3 Nick, I also want to shout out C3 Nick for giving us so much information and staying up to date. He was on the live stream today with Alex Cobb, and he was, you know, just dishing out a lot of information. And in general, he dishes out a lot of information. So shout out to C3 Nick. Thank you so much for being part of the XRP army, the XRP community, you know, tweeting out relevant information, finding sources of news and finding sources of news to tweet about and to share with the community. So thank you so much, man. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So he put out two awesome tweets today that I think are that I think we need to go over. One, you actually did the quote, which was so good, Maura, in the beginning, but I'm going to repeat it anyways. And, you know, the quote is, as we solve problems at scale for institutions, I think it's in Coinbase's interest to to participate in that. And he was directly referencing Coinbase being used as market makers and liquidity providers for banks and financial institutions around the world. So that's kind of what he was saying. And we already talked about that. So I'm going to skip into the next tweet. Okay.
Okay.
The next tweet is, quote, currently the trading volume is low. He was referring to the price action and the price movement over the weekend. XRapid will possibly create volume which exchanges sought after, especially during these downtimes. That creates some nice incentives. So, as we all know, XRapid uses XRP. When a company or a bank or a financial institution uses XRapid, they are using XRP, the token, to settle transactions globally, domestically, whatever. And when that happens, the volume spikes, right? Because all of a sudden you have huge numbers, hundreds of millions of dollars running through the ecosystem to settle, you know, payments, to settle, you know, whatever transactions you're trying to settle is being settled. So this was just a great tweet just to show how XRapid is a huge game changer, and it will create tons of volume in the future as more banks, more like you said, in the future will adopt XRapid.
Yeah, and I love the comments to the tweet. People are just saying like, oh, Coinbase will miss out once XRapid goes live, which is so true. You know, I mean, yeah. It's like the theme of this episode, how Coinbase will probably regret not putting it up there earlier. But it's, I don't know. Look, we'll see where everything goes. But I just think it's really, really funny that I think Coinbase will truly regret it once XRapid goes live and once the price of XRP does go up. I just want to see their reaction if XRP isn't up on Coinbase when, you know, XRapid fully goes live. But again,
yeah,
we'll see.
And, you know, I'm not bashing Coinbase. I think they have a great platform and super easy user-friendly dashboards to use and to buy in cryptocurrency, which is really awesome. I just wish, as someone, you know, as a consumer and as a customer of theirs, I would like to see a variation of coins on the exchange. And it's not just because I have XRP myself, but for others who want to get in the game, because currently, you know, more, you know, it's difficult to buy XRP. You have to go through Coinbase, move it to Binance, then move it to your wallet. Yeah, it's a process, yeah, you know. And you know, you can't mess up, otherwise, you know, you lose whatever you are buying. So, you know, I'm appreciative of Coinbase. I like their services. I think it's super friendly, and I want them to succeed, but I also want them to have more assets onto their exchange, which hopefully they're going to be doing soon. So
they're going to have to, or else people will not use Coinbase anymore.
Right. Right. So those were the tweets of the week. And again, huge shout out to C3 Nick. We'll tag you in this. And thank you, man, so much. Keep up the good work and the info coming. You know, I'm on your Twitter all the time. I'm looking for some juicy news sources to talk about. So thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, C3 Nick. You're doing a great job. The XRP community loves you.
Awesome. Or anything that we want to wrap up on for this past week that we want to talk about or speculate on?
I think we're good, unless you have something else to talk about or that you want to talk about.
No, I'm good. I mean, I really wanted to hit on that Coinbase and the Brad Garlinghouse situation and really kind of go deep with it, which I think we did, which was good. So hopefully our listeners can, you know, can come up with their own conclusions on that and, you know, keep holding.
For sure. I mean, you got to keep on holding. And I think none of us will regret it by the time XRapid fully goes live and a bunch of banks and institutions use it, which, like, you know, we were saying earlier, by the end of 2019, but I think, like you said, 2020, 2021, that's more of a reasonable year in terms of where things will really, truly start picking up. And then I think XRP and right. Ripple will be a household name. You know, I think right. I think it will truly hit its stride once, you know, people like our grandparents or our neighbors know about it. You know what I mean? Because right. the average person, not that I'm saying we're not average, but a random person out in the middle of the street or walking down the sidewalk doesn't really know about XRP. A lot of people don't even really know about cryptocurrencies. Yes, they know about Bitcoin, but they're not fully aware about what it is and what it does, you know? But by that time,
right.
you know, people on the streets, people, your neighbors, your other family members know about XRP, know about Ripple. That's when it's truly a success. And when the price right. goes up, obviously.
Right, and people know about Bitcoin, but they have no idea how to buy XRP.
None. Zero.
Yeah, they have no idea how to purchase. Maybe they don't even know how to purchase Bitcoin.
Right? A majority don't. I'm telling you right now. Like, my sister didn't even know what Bitcoin was. My parents know what Bitcoin is, but they have no idea in terms of how you purchase it, what is it, none of that.
Right, right. So, you know, not to quote Brad Garlinghouse again, but we really are just at the start. We really are just at the very beginning of a long marathon.
I agree with that.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us and listening in. We hope our talk today was informative. We hope we went deep with you and really kind of shattered some of the fear that you may be experiencing because of the market. I would continue to hold, honestly. I'm not worried. I'm just not worried when it comes to XRP. They have the team in place. They've got the people. They've got the coin. They've got everything set up for success. So keep holding. And that's really all I have to say. So we're going to wrap it up. Thank you for joining us. And my name is Avi. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is @LFMVanillaWow. We come out with podcasts every single week on Mondays. They are released. So thank you for joining us. And yeah, more?
I thought you forgot about me. I was like, Avi!
I almost forgot about you.
No, all good. My name is Moore. You can find me on Twitter @MoorePretz6. That's @MoorePretz6.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful week. And we will talk to you all next week.
Bye, guys.
See ya.